You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 09, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Mali is facing a severe crisis as Al-Qaeda-linked militants tighten their grip on fuel imports. Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, JNIM, announced a blockade in a video last week, claiming responsibility for attacks on fuel convoys from Senegal. This strategy aims to economically suffocate the country by cutting off Bamako from vital resources. Residents in Bamako are increasingly fearful, with retired soldier Cheikh Oumar Coulibaly expressing concerns about jihadist propaganda. Many Malians view the blockade as economic warfare designed to halt essential supplies. JNIM, formed in 2017 from a merger of several militant groups, seeks to establish an Islamic state in Mali and expel foreign forces. The group maintains strong ties with Al-Qaeda and has caused significant suffering among Fulani civilians in central Mali, who face government assaults and atrocities linked to Russian allies. The fuel blockade represents a shift in tactics, focusing on controlling transport routes and intimidating fuel deliveries to disrupt the economy. Mali's security context is deteriorating due to armed conflicts and communal clashes, with violence spreading since 2015. The country relies heavily on imports for essential goods, with fuel constituting 33% of all imports. Economist Modibo Mao Makalo warned that the blockade aims to stop economic exchanges and prevent supplies from reaching the capital. Mali's landlocked geography makes it vulnerable, depending on transit through neighboring countries for access to international trade routes. Political instability and security threats exacerbate supply chain vulnerabilities. Mali is a low-income country with significant economic growth potential, but faces challenges like inequality and governance issues. The blockade escalates years of insecurity, which began in northern Mali in 2012 and has moved southward, impacting Bamako. Attacks against civilians and security forces have increased, particularly in Timbuktu, Ségou, and Mopti. Communities are seeking alternative security providers, often viewed as more effective than state forces. On September 17, Katiba Makina launched an unprecedented attack on Bamako, stirring anti-Fulani sentiment. Jihadists have gained support as they are perceived to provide protection, complicating the government's position. Brutal military responses have created mistrust, particularly against the Fulani and other minorities. The context of organized crime and extremist networks in Africa highlights the challenges in combating these groups. Understanding how these networks operate, including the imposition of taxes or bribes, is crucial. The fuel blockade's connection to broader criminal networks is implied, though details on financing operations remain unclear. The ongoing violence and communities seeking protection suggest a level of organization and resourcefulness among these groups. Economic drivers, such as intercommunity conflicts over natural resources, contribute to the conflict. The global market for refined petroleum products is influenced by various economic factors impacting Mali's supply chains. The severe impact of insecurity on social cohesion is evident, with attacks against civilians indicating that disruptions like the fuel blockade worsen existing hardships. The Malian government's military response, including a renewed assault with Russian allies, has led to reports of brutal actions and increased mistrust among communities. The lack of an IMF program for Mali suggests limitations in economic support and crisis management. The global community's role in addressing the blockade is not specified, but ongoing insecurity and humanitarian concerns indicate a need for international attention. The situation remains critical, with the blockade posing a significant threat to Mali's stability and well-being. Copyright African Elements.